You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by University of Dallas head women's basketball coach Gina Johansson. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having us.
Coach, you're headed into your second season at the helm of the University of Dallas women's basketball program. Just take me through your mindset as you prepare for another year.
You know, there's obviously a lot of things that go through your mind. One of them is the fact that we're going to be pretty young. We had to bring in quite a bit of a few newcomers that I think will help us. But it's just the fact that we're not real consistent yet, and they haven't been through a whole season, and kind of getting them on the same page with our returners. So we're going to have to speed up that process a little bit because they're going to have to play, but I think they'll help us in the long run.
Coach, 14-13 in your first season as the head coach there of the Crusaders. What didn't your team learn over the course of last season that you'll take into your second year as head coach?
You know, one thing to talk about is just being consistent. It's a long season, and it's going to be a grind, especially joining the conference. But just being consistent in practice, being consistent obviously when the games start. But, not being so up and down. I thought last year we were, up and down for the most part. One game we had it, one game we just didn't. And so just trying to be more consistent with our effort and our execution.
Coach, as you mentioned, a young team this year with no seniors. What's the biggest challenge you face as a head coach putting this team together and getting them prepared for the season?
There's a lot of things, a lot of challenges. The positive of it is that we've had a lot of good energy so far, and they want to be here, and they want to learn and get better, and they want to build our program. But the challenge of that is just trying to channel that energy into the right areas, what we need to get better at. Trying to get them to go game speed every practice, and it's hard just because, those freshmen haven't played games yet. So trying to get our upperclassmen to get everyone on the same page in that area. So, I would say that would be the biggest challenge. Just our freshmen don't know what to expect, and since we don't have a lot of upperclassmen, it's hard to kind of lead them without playing a game yet.
Coach, Kylie Yoshimura returns for her junior season after averaging 13.8 points a year ago and dishing out 139 assists as one of the leaders on this team. Just talk about your expectations for her heading into the season, not only as a basketball player but also as a leader for your team as well.
Yep, Kylie's going to be a big part. She was a big part of what we did last year, same thing this year, and she's been great in this preseason. We talked to her a lot about being consistent and being a leader, and she's done a great job with our newcomers, off the court, on the court, trying to get them on the same page. So we expect a lot out of her, and people are going to key on her just because she is good. She can score, but also pass very well. So we need to get her some help around her, but, we expect big things from her and think that she can handle it, what we're putting on her right now.
Coach, joining the SCAC this season for the first time in the University of Dallas, obviously familiar with the conference, having played a number of the teams in the league last year in your first year as head coach. But have you noticed a boost, a jolt of energy in the program now that you're a part of a conference and have a chance to play for a conference championship and get that automatic qualifying bid into the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. Our players are excited about it. Every college basketball player wants to play, March Madness, have a chance to play for conference tournament championship. We realize it's a long road and it's going to be a grind though, but it's exciting for us, and our players are excited for the opportunity to play in this conference.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by University of Dallas head women's basketball coach Gina Johansson. And coach, last season, defensively, your team held opponents to shooting just 35.6% from the field. How do you continue that trend moving forward into this year?
It's going to be tough. I thought last year defensively we were pretty good. And part of that was that we had some upperclassmen that have been around and just new rotations and when to help and, what we were asking them to do. This year, if we can get to that percentage again, we'd be really happy about it. I don't know if it will happen that early, just because we're going to be playing, probably three freshmen on the court at all times. But we're working on it. We're getting better with, first rotation, second rotation. It's just a process that's going to take some time, I think.
Coach, you also did a good job last season of taking care of the ball, +2 per game in the turnover margin. Just talk about the importance of not only taking care of the ball but also creating turnovers when you guys are on the defensive side as well.
Yep, and we talk, that's some of our game goals. We talk about that. We're going to have some turnovers. We want to play fast. We want to play aggressive. And turnovers on our offensive end is going to happen. We try to limit them a little bit, but they're going to happen for the most part. defensively, we just need to make sure we're creating turnovers, though. If we have a ton of turnovers and we don't create any on the defensive end, we're going to be in trouble. But if our defense pressure can create some turnovers, get us some easy baskets, then we're usually pretty happy with things.
Coach, a good basketball player in your own right, having played basketball at Nebraska. Just talk to me about what you've taken from your time as a player and now bring that to the gym every day in practice and in games as a head coach now.
Yep, I mean, I think you can take a few things from it. You know, one of them, the fact that I've just been through it. I kind of know what they're going through in that regard, the good and the bad. I realize that there's going to be bad days and that, you know, it's the grind of the season, but I also realize that you can fight through it, that I think, you know, players are a lot tougher than what they give themselves credit for. And so it's kind of both sides, that you realize what they're going through, but you also realize that they can get through a lot and they can help this program a lot in different ways. And then just, you know, X's and O's. I've been, you know, playing and coaching for a while now. I've coached under a lot of great coaches, and I've been able to take some things from all those coaches and try to apply them here with what we do.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your group as you guys have gone through preseason to get prepared for the year?
Just the fact, overall, I think our athleticism is better than what we were last year, where we were at this point last year. You know, our newcomers are bringing some different athletic ability than what we had at different positions last year. That's not going to translate to wins, obviously, but it's just been better in practice. I think we can get up down the court a little bit quicker, apply a little bit of defensive pressure again. You know, that stands out, and we want to be in the gym. I think that our players are really excited. They want to be a part of this program and want to help us, you know, with our first year in this conference.
Coach, as I mentioned, obviously stepping in your first year in the SCAC, what do you see as the biggest challenge joining the SCAC from a coaching perspective?
You know, I kind of touched on before, it's a long conference season, and you're playing games, you know, every weekend that are tough games. It's not like there's going to be easy, you know, easy games, you know, once every weekend or anything like that. They're just tough games, and good coaches that you have to go against, and it kind of turns into a grind, and you know, people are going to scout you better, and travel is going to be harder, and just doing that for a whole year. You know, we played some of these teams last year, but it wasn't a conference season, so we would play a midweek, and you know, then we'd have a weekend off. So it's just going to be different. The fact that it's every weekend from December to March that we have to play good teams, and we have to be prepared every weekend.
Coach, you've talked a little bit about them, but you mentioned you brought in a big freshman class this season. Talk about these freshmen, and obviously I assume that you foresee them, you know, hopefully making an impact on the floor for your team this year.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we have basically two returners, so hopefully our freshmen will step up a little bit. But they've done a good job so far. We have, you know, freshmen and then two junior college transfers that have provided a lot of leadership and a lot of maturity in that regard. You know, but hopefully we have some freshmen step up. You have some pretty good players in there that just need to get game experience and get some maturity in that regard. But I'm excited for them. I think that they're really excited. They want to, obviously the first game's tomorrow, and want to really get going with things.
Finally, Coach, just talk about the goals that you and the team have as you guys look forward to the first season in the SCAC.
You know, just be competitive. We want to be competitive every weekend, not take games off. We'd like to make the SCAC Conference Tournament, which it will be difficult, but that's one of our goals that we've set for this year. And so we'll kind of just see how things go.
University of Dallas head women's basketball coach Gina Johansson. Again, the Crusaders open up their 2011-12 basketball campaign November 15th on the road at Shriner University. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
All right, thank you, guys.